We've been covering Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Patanjali Yoga Sutra. Last week we touched upon the definition of God. And Patanjali talks about Ishvara Pranidhanidva. And I gave a corollary shloka from Bhagavad Gita. Antavattu palam tesham bhavat tad bhavat alpamedasam devan devaye joyanti madbhakta yanti mamapim. People of limited intellect, they seek the trivial things in their life and they get satisfied. And which are perishable, they seek only that one. The people of the illumined intellect, they come to me. And Patanjali, here it says, Ishvara Pranidhanidva, people of illumined intellect, they seek the permanent. Ishvara Pranidhanidva. And what is Ishvara, definition of Ishvara, Patanjali, he talks about Klesha Karma Vipaka Ashaya Aparamrishta Purusha Vishesha Ishvaraha. One is not bound, not get trapped with difficulty. My life, everyone, ask anyone, they say, I have difficult time. My life is so hard. And klesha, no difficulty. Karma, no obligation to do any karma. It's a free. And it's a vipaka, repercussion from the karma. If I do something, there is a counteraction. There is no bondage of the counteraction. And it's a desire. It's whatever one expects. It's one is, he has that one. Our life is full of desire, but his life, that he, it's desireless. It's everything is there, everything in abundance, everything incomplete. That is called as, it's Ishvara. It's a nature of God is defined. Tatra niratishaya sarvajnyatva bijam. In him, the seed, he is the seed of everything. The seed of knowledge. Whatever, if you ask me something, I may know very little of that one. If you ask about yoga, I may know very little. I claim to be a great yoga teacher. But he has the knowledge. It's everything in whatever dimension. It's the sarvajnyatva, it's the knower of everything. Bija, the seed. Seed in Bhagavad Gita talks about Bijamma sarvabhutanam viddhi partha sanatanam and prabhava pralayasthano nidhanam bijam avyayam. It talks about bija, this seed. It's if you plant a seed of a mango seed into the soil, it germinates and plant comes out. When the plant comes out, the seed is destroyed. If you start looking for a seed, it's no longer there. But whereas it is defined as, he is a unique seed and sanatana, eternal seed. Bijam avyayam, that seed never get destroyed. Everything comes out of that one and still the seed is not destroyed. It's a permanent eternal seed. Viddhipartha sanatanam, eternal. Bijam avyayam. That inexhaustible seed is there. That seed, that tatra nirteshaya sarvajnyatva bhijam. And he says how to approach him. It talks about in the Ishvara it's a sarvajnyatva bijam. His name is Tasya Vachaka Pranava. He is called as Pranava. His name, what is his name? His name is Pranava. Pranava and his womb. His name is Om. Om is his name. Om has, Om in Bhagavad Gita it talks about Om itye aksharam brahma vyaharan ma manusparam yaprayati tejandeham sayati paramam gatim. Om iti eka aksharam. Om is he says one letter. Om is a one letter. E aksharam, it's a it's omitye aksharam brahmam vyaharam anu, one who departs thinking of thinking of me, Shri Krishna says, thinking of me, and says om, as he depart, he or she attains the highest. At the time of departure, ekaksharam, you need not have to remember long mantras or this one. One akshara, monosyllable, think of him, and those yaprayati tejan, one who departs, he or she attains the highest. Pranava, om, om is a monosyllable, and it opens up into three syllables. A, u, ma. A, u, ma, three syllables. A, whatever you say with mouth wide open. If you want to say a, mouth open. Or u, u is lips closer. Or ma, lips together. Whatever you say with mouth wide open, in whatever language, a, mouth wide open, or lips closer, or lips together, only thinking. It is nothing but expression of him, in whatever language. Means it's avani, earth. U, it's upari, higher region. Ma means the highest, manam jnanam, the highest region. One who pervades all the place, everywhere, is om. Om. And in your deep meditation, go deep within, you can clearly hear that sound. Om, om, om. That sound is resonates from within, deep within. When you go deep within, you can hear that sound. That NASA scientist, they sent the probe, they are saying that even in the sun, that cosmic, in the cosmology, that sound is reverberates. That om is the sound is there in the cosmos as well as in the Brahmanda as well as in the Pindanda. It is there outside as well as here. And om, it's not, it's a bhuta, it's one is a bhumi and intermediate and the highest. Bhu, it's a means avani, earth. And another one is means atita, past. God of the past. Is he only the past? Not only the past, in the present also. Utpanna. Ma means mana. In the future also he will be the God. Bhur, it's a womb has become, in the Gayatri Mantra also, Bhurbhu Vasuvaha, past, present and future. Bhuta Bhavya Bhavannata, Vishnu Sahasranama talks about Auma, God of the past, present and the future. And not only earth, intermediate and the highest. One who pervades everywhere, Tasya Vachaka Pranava. His name is Pranava. And these are the slowly, it is opening up the definition of what is God. God, it's not bound by anything. He is complete in everything, every regard. And he is the seed of the seeds. And sa purvesham api guru sa kalena vichedat. The purvesham api guru. He is the guru's guru. And it's if you are learning from me, I am transmitting the knowledge. Who's my guru? I have my own guru. Who taught him? His guru has taught him. Who has taught him? His guru has taught him. His purvesham api guru. Kalena na avachedet. The time bound. It's a timeless guru. I am here for a particular time. Between this time to this time, I am here and I depart. Somebody comes and they have a time bracket, whereas he is timeless. And in Bhagavad Gita, we have been learning in the fourth chapter, it is Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavanaham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manurikshvakave Bhravid. He says, this yoga I taught, Shri Krishna says, I taught this one to son. Son taught this one to Manu. Manu taught this one to Ikshvaku. This parampara has been flowing. And I am the guru's guru. It's not time bound. It's a timeless guru. He's talking about his presence. Presence right through. Whoever get inspired in their life, there is an, he is the inspirer behind all the inspired people. That, it's talk about the God, the contemplate on that one. Next week also I will touch upon the another dimension of the Ishvara, as mentioned in Patanjali. Lie down on your back.